Well, hey there. Welcome to the People Gardener podcast. I'm Rhonda Delaney, your host, also known as the People Gardener. Thrilled to put this podcast together to help small business owners, new business owners, frustrated business owners, and aspiring leaders, whether they're inside business or outside. Each week, we bring you some actionable steps so that you can actually improve your skill as a leader. That's what we're about. We're here to help you become a better leader by giving you access to lots of different perspectives. The guests are varied. We're thrilled to have them. Get out your pen, get out your paper, and be ready to learn. Every single episode, you're going to be able to take something away that you can implement. Are you ready? Let's get to work.
Well, hey there. Welcome back to the People Gardener podcast. Happy to have you here again this week. We're in the middle of it. We're in the thick of it. The 5-day Raving Fans Challenge is underway. And today, as you're listening to this podcast, it'll be day 4. So that day is all about values and aligning your values and getting everybody on the same page. What I want to share with you in this week's episode is that I've had a bit of a shift. Some of you may already know, I started a membership that was called the People Gardener Collective. And I like that. I like the whole thought of community and the collection of people and businesses. But as I've been going along, I am just really jazzed and obsessed about Raving Fans. And I felt like there just wasn't the energy and the excitement and the vision with that name and that logo. So I've revamped it. It's the Raving Fans Society, and we are going to launch on Saturday, the 31st. I'm just going by days of the week, but no, the 30th, March 30th, we're going to launch, and the membership will be open until Tuesday, the 2nd of April. I am just really motivated, I guess, to help people understand the benefits, why you want to be part of a membership, a collective, a society, as small business owners. So I think the first thing that we can chat about is, what are some of the challenges that small business owners face personally, themselves, and how they feel about their business and what's going on, especially when there's challenges. And I know people challenges are not going to go away. And leadership challenges and frustrations and, yeah, excitement and thrills and all the rest of it, it's not going away. You need these wonderful humans to be part of your world and help you build your business and give you the access to the freedom and to the increased profits because you have increased productivity from these folks. Let's talk about the freedom part of it for a minute. Today, I ended up having to go up to Canada. It's about a 40-minute drive to get to my folks' place because my mom, she's 86, and my dad is 91, and they're in amazing health for their age. As with most people that age, it's hard to retain information. And so I went along to this appointment. I hadn't been scheduled to. My sister called the other day and said, hey, something's come up in my world. Can you go? And that's the beauty of owning your own business. You have the flexibility. Let me rephrase that. You should have the flexibility. That's part of why you started this business in the first place, to have more freedom. And it could be freedom to go to the Mother's Day tea or the Father's Day, whatever they do for Father's Day. I was never sure because I was always at the Mother's Day one. It could be to leave early to go to their sporting event that's, you know, right after school. It could be that you've got a friend in town and you want to spend the day. It could be that you have a really close friend who's just had a massive loss in their life and you want to be there to support them. It could be that, hey, you want to play hooky and go and play golf or tennis or go on hike or in the summer, head out to the lake and get on the skis or the wakeboard. You want to be able to have that as a business owner. And it doesn't just happen. It's something that you have to work towards, building that team that is going to afford you that freedom. Here's one of the fastest ways that you can change the feeling inside your company that will give motion to this transforming your employees into raving fans. And that is to change this one way of looking at things. Just one. Stop believing and telling yourself, they work for me. And change that up and say, I work for them. When you make that shift and you now see everything through their eyes and you invite knowledge and information, thoughts and ideas from their perspective that will help you serve them, because that's what this is all about. Yes, you pay their wage. Yes, technically they do work for you. But if you can change your thinking to, I work for them, so that you are serving them everything they need to excel at the job that you've asked them to do. Realistically, when you think about it, it's kind of like, well, duh. You know, if I'm going to ask them to do something, I should really give them everything that they need in order to do that job. But so often, I have found the business owners, the small business owner, they get focused on the outcome and they forget to make sure that all of the pieces along the way are available. And that could be training. It could be a piece of software that's required beforehand in order to, you know, move somewhere else. So if you can just change that one way of looking at things, at your business owner place, it is going to do wonders to moving people along. So why a membership? You know, there's memberships everywhere. It's like, why should I pay for, you know, every month for the privilege of whatever it is? Well, here's a few things that I have learned about small business owners. One is most of them work in isolation. They're one person inside a business. You might have 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 employees, whatever it is, but you're on your own in there. And you typically have not developed a workplace culture and environment that actually supports you. So a membership brings you into a community of other small business owners who more than likely face exactly the same challenges that you have. Peer support, right? They get it. They know what you're going through. They've been through it before and they're able to give you support. And that could be words of encouragement, or who knows, you might be just down the road from somebody and you can actually meet up for coffee. Community. Again, having a group of people who are experiencing very similar things is helpful because you have a greater degree of trust, let's say, in solutions because they've experienced the same thing and you get ideas and there's collaboration that can go on. Problem solving. And the other thing is you could be inspired by other people and what they've done in their business. So inside the Raving Fans Society app, there's community channels that you can go back and forth. You can message privately with people. You can put it on the main board, and we've got a challenge board. We've got a wins board. There's just lots of place to actually join with other small business owners and, yeah, get support. So what is the Raving Fan Society membership? I'm just going to go over quickly. I will put in the show notes the actual page that you can go and choose to become a member. I actually don't have it completely ready yet, so I can't give it to you now. I'm still working on it. But here's some of the things that are included in the membership. It's $49 a month, and you can do that monthly, or you can choose to go with an annual pass, and the annual pass saves you 2 months. So it's $490. It's a saving of $98, $100, which is wonderful, right? We all like to save money, so you can go that route. So what is included in that $49 a month is my full signature Leaders Grow First course. It's a 5-module course, and it is a step-by-step how to transform these employees into raving fans. It uses my People Gardener Principle framework, and yeah, it's good because it's very practical. Every day you can do a bit. There's four videos in each module. There's a few videos to begin with, but my recommendation is you just take a module, take one of the videos, implement that, and then the next day do that. So it's not like you're going to be hours and hours inside. It's the hours and hours you want working with your people and implementing what is being taught. This monthly live group coaching call. So once a month, I'll be on, and it'll be an hour, it'll be 2 hours, however many are there and however many questions are needed to be answered. Yeah, we're there. Those are great. I may eventually add in hot seats. So if you've got a challenge, it's okay, step up. What is it? And, you know, we start working through it. I'm going to have quarterly guests come in. So they won't necessarily be about leadership. It could be an accountant. It could be somebody with a software program like Slack or Monday.com. I mean, there's lots of tools that you use. So bring that in. You're going to get the monthly newsletter from me. Inside the Raving Fans app is a resource library. There's a book list. There's podcasts that are helpful. There's videos. And then there's also workbooks and questionnaires and downloads that you'll be able to work through. So lots of really good information. You'll also have access to all the current programs inside the app and any future ones. As long as you are a member in good standing, you will have access to this information. You'll have advanced access to any of the new products that I put together. The other part of it is, I don't know if you're familiar with Voxer. I love Voxer because I'm a talker. And I am going to have Voxer office hours. Right now, I haven't determined whether it's going to be weekly or bi-weekly, but there'll be a certain number of hours, one day a week, where you can just send in your questions. There might be something happening, and hey, I need some help. I need to bounce this off you. So that will be a great way that I can support you. Why am I doing this? I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that every small business owner is capable of creating and transforming their team into raving fans. That you can have a workplace that inspires people. You have a workplace that people are clamoring to come and work for. Your employees are telling everybody how much they love their job and how much they appreciate you as the boss and love the company. You can create that. And when you create that, that is when you become free. because your team will do everything necessary when you're not there in order to keep the wheels going. The neat thing is profit increases. Statistics have shown that an engaged employee produces 25% more. So it's like, why wouldn't you want engaged people? I really, really encourage you to check this out and join me inside the Raving Fan Society, and let's have fun building and creating this fabulous workplace that is awesome for you and is awesome for the employees that you work for. And it starts with just a very simple shift in how you see the world. You're not the boss of them. You work for them. Again, I will have the link and I'll put it in the show notes so that you'll be able to come and check it out. If you're listening to this and you know any small business owners that desperately need some help, send them over and I will do my best to give them all the help they need. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Well, thanks so much for listening to this episode. Hopefully you got a few nuggets that you can get into play right away. Every week, we certainly try and bring you things that are going to make a difference in your leadership journey. If you haven't already gone on and checked the People Gardener Collective app, it's on the Apple Store and Google Play. The free membership has my 25 ways to be interested. It's a 25-day challenge. It's one item a day. It is a fabulous place to start your leadership transformation. Check it out. Love to get some feedback. So don't be afraid to leave a review or shoot me a message on any of my social channels or my email, Rhonda@RhondaDelaney.com. Thanks again for listening.